Super Game Sunday. Welcome to Game Rushmore. I'm your host, Brandon. And with me today,
it's Josh.
And coming Aaron, live from the Super Game.
Live from the Super Bowl.
It's Aaron Lopez.
Yep, that's Aaron Lopez.
How's the game coming, Aaron?
It's all right, I guess.
That's why we have Aaron in the stands. That level of enthusiasm that we look for.
35-40. Nail biter.
Is that the actual score?
No.
Oh.
So, what has everyone been up to?
I've been building stuff. My room has new technologies.
Like Kevin Costner in the Field of Dreams?
Exactly like Kevin Costner in the Field of Dreams.
If you build it. I see a few Amazon boxes in this video feed.
Oh, can you?
Amazon packages.
Oh, yeah. Those are actually for my mother, for our mother. those are book binding supplies. There's a mono price box over here, though, that one.
Amazon, my last purchase I was disappointed with because I had pre-ordered Monster Hunter and it didn't come.
What day did you pre-order Monster Hunter?
Wednesday.
And it comes out?
It came out that following Friday.
So that's enough time.
I mean, it's 2-day shipping, they say. And it said, expect it on Tuesday.
Oh.
I mean, not Friday, not Saturday, not Monday, but Tuesday. And I got it on Tuesday.
I think that might be a factor of
number of pre-orders.
Yeah, I think it actually was back ordered for a little bit on Amazon.
I figured that's the case. I mean, everyone probably does it because how much, I mean, you can save a good portion of money. I did it because I utilized my Prime savings and I got it for $47, I think.
You're also supposed to, if you order it early enough, you're supposed to get it on the day it releases. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you probably pre-order more in advance.
Depends.
Like, how often do you get yours on time?
Pretty much always.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a problem, but except actually the one prior to that was Battle Chasers Night War, and it didn't come on time, and it was delayed by, I believe, over a week to the point where I canceled it because it still hadn't shipped and I just downloaded it. I was so frustrated.
There's only one conclusion then. Amazon hates you. There's no, they love me. I get my packages early.
Yeah.
I ordered this microphone. It wasn't supposed to come in until Monday. It came in on Friday.
Oh.
Maybe they just mix up our packages. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. But yeah, I pre-ordered and played Monster Hunter World. Maybe we can talk about that a little after. Unfortunately, Mike's not here today to join in the conversation.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Because I haven't really played anything. I've got things set up. I was going to flash my SNES to add games to it. And I'm going to play Soul Blazer, definitely. Mm-hmm. But because I'm going to start streaming on Twitch just for 2 hours every morning. But I've decided the first game I'm going to play is Celeste, the new platforming game.
Yeah, I actually just downloaded that.
Oh, see, I was going to download that this weekend. So, but I've been kind of distracted with Xenoblade and Monster Hunter.
But that looks super good. I haven't heard any bad things about it. It's by the people that made Towerfall, so you know the mechanics are going to be smooth and fun to play.
It does look like the same type of graphics.
Yeah, and then it's supposed to have, it's a platformer, but it has like little story beats, which I like. So I'm excited to start playing that, and I think I'm going to do it all on stream.
I'm going to do it after we're done podcasting. I'm going to download it.
No, well, I have to wait. I see how it is, yeah. it's going to be weird, though, because the idea of streaming, I'm pretty sure I should act as if there are people watching me, even though there is nobody watching me, I'm sure, when I start.
Definitely.
I guess, yeah, there's a couple different versions I've seen.
Of people?
Of people streaming.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to be, I'm going to have a camera.
Of your face?
Yep. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting talking to myself for nobody.
That's the thing that I probably have the hardest time with.
Mm-hmm.
Just
is having a conversation.
Just imagine you're on a desert island, mm-hmm. and you're so lonely, you utilize this equipment to reach out.
Maybe you should keep a volleyball with a face painted on it.
Look, if I was on a desert island and I had this equipment, I would ask for help using the equipment.
Well, assuming that they're going to come 10 years from now.
Oh, I'm stranded on Mars.
Well, wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
This is how you communicate. It's kind of more of a message in a bottle. So,
like, I'm going to send it 10 years. They're going to receive the message in 10 years. That's what you're saying.
Or, yeah, sure.
I like the casual dismissal of your own argument.
Premise?
Yeah, your own premise.
Well,
yeah, sure, whatever. It's just fake,
visualized,
whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Josh, tell me, what have you been perusing in the digital world?
Like I said, I've just been setting up Twitch, really. I was looking at flashing my SNES.
And by flashing, you mean erasing it?
No, really, I mean just adding games. It has room to add more games to it without actually changing anything.
You can plug in the SNES Classic to the computer and run customized software that'll let you add additional Super Nintendo ROMs to the SNES Classic.
And then most games you add to it can use the same emulation that's in the Super Nintendo, which is top-notch. Some of the best mm-hmm. emulation, right? Better than most of the emulators that are out there.
It's like free DLC.
Good. Yeah.
It's definitely better than stuff you can get on official Nintendo hardware other places. Like Wii or Wii U Virtual Console.
They should just hire third-party people to do this sort of thing.
Well, but this is first-party.
Yeah, this is something that they came up with that's new. So I'm hoping that if they do Virtual Console or something like that on Switch, that it's just the same technology, same features.
Yeah, I half wish that they don't. Like, I half wish that they just keep releasing things like this. I mean, I can understand if they had to release another SNES Classic, people would be kind of against that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but I'd rather have the SNES Classic for its own capabilities, and then if I have a Switch, have the option to choose from a library of games that I would want on the Switch on the go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They mentioned that online services are going to be coming to the Switch finally this year.
Yes.
Let's hope.
I believe they said September.
Oh, wow. That's end of the year.
End of the year. But, like, what are we expecting out of that?
Well,
that's a good question.
So, online services to me indicates a game that is going to feature heavy online component. So that must be a first-party Nintendo game.
Doesn't Splatoon have heavy online component?
It does, but you can't just launch Splatoon over a year ago and then decide randomly in September that they're going to add online, paid online to play it. There's got to be another game coming out in September that is going to utilize this online function.
Are you saying you're expecting a Nintendo MMO?
Not an MMO, but I'm trying to think what might be big enough to justify, you know, having people
Monster Hunter XX
subscribe to a service like this. No, because you can always play that if you have the Japanese version.
Dragon Quest X.
That's already out in Japan too.
Dragon Quest XXX.
But it's an MMO, right? Never came out.
I'm thinking two possibilities. One is Animal Crossing.
Okay.
The other is Super Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah. I can see
that. And there was rumors about a Smash Brothers the Wii U version getting an updated version on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So that, those rumors could be true, and that could be the game that's kind of, you know, pushing the Nintendo Online service in September. Or it could be a new game, new Smash Brothers game. Or it could just be wrong. And they're just going to put out online, paid online with, I don't know, something that we still haven't expected. Features that we haven't expected yet.
Porn.
Nintendo. Yeah, right. No way.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting introducing a paid subscription to a service that... I guess you just can't think of it as an online service. I think you have to think of it as like a game service of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're just very late to the party.
That's true.
And, you know, PlayStation and Xbox, Microsoft has been around for a long time. Sony and...
They did confirm that it's only going to be $20 a year.
It's not
just not expensive, but that might just be more due to the fact that they don't have a lot to offer as far as online experiences.
Maybe it'll be some sort of Mario level creator version.
That's not bad. Like a Mario Maker.
Yeah, Mario Maker Online.
Mario Maker would also be a good drive.
Little Big Planet. Little Big Mario.
Oh, you know what would be better?
Hmm.
Zelda Maker.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool.
That's almost like old school Zelda.
So they actually did the Breath of the Wild prototype, and they have footage of it, and it is like a modified Super Mario Maker. Because the sprite work is the same. They have like kind of a silhouette, a shadow like look to the sprites that were in Super Mario Maker.
Yeah.
And so if you see footage of this prototype, that's what it looks like.
Oh, that would be kind of cool, too.
I mean, they have Dragon Quest XI on the DS, 3DS, retro.
Yeah, but that's in Japan now.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that you can still take an entire game and then turn it into old school.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Well, what about you, Aaron? What have you been playing?
Pretty much exclusively Monster Hunter.
It's a good game. What do you think of it?
About 40 hours in it now.
Oh, wow. Okay. What rank are you?
Rank 9, I believe. I'm just about to tackle Rathalos.
I don't know who that is.
He's a big fire dragon.
I thought you played Monster Hunter.
I have. I have played the PSP... Monster Hunter Unite or something like that. United.
Was Rathalos not in that game here?
I don't know. This is the probably first Monster Hunter game I've really like committed to.
Yeah.
And Monster Hunter Wii is very hard, or Monster Hunter Try, whatever. You don't really start fighting dragons until later. This you can kind of, you're introduced pretty early. You've got a little cat friend. So even if you're solo, it's a little easier, but
I thought it was funny because the only thing I know from Monster Hunter is Rathalos. Like, it's literally the only word from Monster Hunter that I know.
Okay, so then, yeah, I do. It's your typical dragon.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your weapon of choice?
I'm using Insect Glaive.
Okay, and what is this thing? This is brand new to the series, to my understanding.
Well, I believe it was in... might have been in 4. I'm not sure. But it's a weapon that focuses a lot on comboing attacks, mm-hmm. You know, multiple hit attacks. And you can use it to vault into the air,
mm-hmm.
and make it easy to mount enemies.
That's cool.
Or do like combination attacks in the air.
Very acrobatic, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's acrobatic and kind of wild. It doesn't have, apparently, any guard capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about how I play, I've used the Insect Glaive so much, I wouldn't even know like how effective guarding attacks is in this game because I just never used it.
Yeah, guarding isn't really something you do in this game.
Is it something you used to do in the old ones? Or
no, you just dodge out of the way.
No, okay.
I mean, once you start fighting the big things, you can't block them.
You don't usually tank, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you don't tank. Mm. I mean, maybe you could. I've always soloed in the past.
There are weapons that have a sword and shield.
Yeah, and with the Buster Sword, which is the big sword, that you can block, but...
They call it a Buster Sword?
The first iteration of it is a Buster Sword.
Is that a normal word, or does that come from Final Fantasy?
I have no idea. I always see it in relation to Cloud's weapon in Final Fantasy.
You know, I've been trying to branch out into the big sword, Buster Sword, because I was introduced into with the samurai sword, that not Wakizashi thing, but that long samurai sword.
Yeah.
And the long sword. And it was great because it did strong hits like the bit Buster Sword, but it gave you, it was faster, especially when you're solo and you really need to just hit and then escape, hit, escape, hit, escape. And, but now I'm trying to branch out and I've been pretty successful with the Buster Sword lately.
Nice.
I like this one. This is what I've been playing too. I played a little bit of it, but I've also been playing a lot of Xenoblade. I beat Thimbleweed Park. Like that. Yeah. I thought it was good. And then it inspired me to download. It was on sale, but Deponia.
What's Deponia?
Deponia is an adventure game for the PC. It's on the PS4 as well.
Are there ponies in it?
No. It's an adventure game. Click and point adventure game with, you know, some puzzles, you know, items you have to use, and it's all animated.
Was this game deponied at some point?
No.
Okay.
The name is... But, you know, before we get on to me, what else have you been playing, Aaron?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Yep. Well, you know, the funny thing about this Deponia game is that your theme is you're trying to get to Elysium, and that's the same thing I'm trying to do in Xenoblade. So
you're playing the same game.
Exactly same game. Mm. They got to get to Elysium. Mm-hmm. Elysium is supposedly...
What's so great about that place?
It's where the ponies are.
Deponia is pretty cool, but when I was playing it, I played for over an hour, and it doesn't have any autosave.
Oh.
And, of course, it crashed on me. I'm like, no. So I said, screw this. And it's all narrative, so I don't want to go through that narrative again.
Yeah. Replaying narrative is
annoying.
Yeah. I like narrative games, but even games like Zero Escape, where I had to read through text dialogue again, mm-hmm. like at least that has like pretty good skip options. Like you can just skip until you get to a new dialogue line, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want any of this.
See, yeah, I was in this whole town exploring it and talking to people and picking choices, and yeah, so I ended up, I've been playing Xenoblade. And Monster Hunter, for me, I'm really happy with the changes that they've made.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely feels like a game that they've kind of always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, my PSP, I didn't enter the game through the PSP. Actually, I did. I played it on the PSP and then I liked it so much, I wanted to play it on the console. So I purchased a Japanese PS2, and I purchased a Japanese Monster Hunter 2 to play it,
mm-hmm.
just with the controller and to have it look smooth.
How'd that go for you?
It was fun.
Yeah,
I didn't play much.
it wasn't just until a novelty for you.
Well, because when you're playing solo, before this one, I mean, Monster Hunter was just hard. You would fight. You would slowly get introduced into things. It's like, hey, this is how you fight. This is how you capture. Okay, now it's time to fight. You go from fighting something that looks like a velociraptor to something that looks like T-Rex. You're like, oh my God, I can't. Or a big gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, thing runs away. It can kill you in two hits. I mean, it's tough. And this, when you're by yourself, it's always after you. It's never turning around and be like, I'm going to go after this guy or this thing.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm always on you. I'll never give you rest.
Like, it doesn't stop and forget that you're attacking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the new iterations of Monster Hunter, you know, the previous sequels, now they've incorporated this feline companion that also kind of can take some of the aggro and give you time to sharpen your blade or drink a potion.
What is the name of your female companion?
Mine, personally?
Mm-hmm.
Oxer.
All right. Aaron?
Sloppy Joe.
They've also, you know, you can equip them and with armor and weapons and even craft some stuff for them, and you can have a special item.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the swimming. So in the Monster Hunter try, you could swim, and the themed monster in that was this plesiosaurus or something like that. It was just this electrifying water monster, and there's even monsters you'd have to fight in the water, and then you'd have to fish them out of the water onto the land, like one of those cave-looking fishes. That was pretty cool. And it just ran so great. On this, it actually takes a hit. It can run, I guess, a solid 30, but then sometimes you can kind of see the frames hitch. But on the pro, it runs like smuttery or buttery smooth.
Like smuttery booth.
Smuttery booth.
It looks really great on the pro on 4K TV in the living room.
Oh, man. I imagine it probably runs so good.
Mm-hmm. Aaron can feel the sword as he swipes it.
There are so many systems, too. It's kind of overwhelming. Because before, there were just quests and arena. And you can go out and do, I guess, kind of a expedition-like thing. But you were just kind of exploring, getting some items. Mm-hmm. Or you would get an egg. Like, you'd have to, one of the cool things, you have to get these big eggs and then bring it back to the box or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the camp.
I had like a timer and you had to go grab the egg and then come back or something.
Well, you just have to go, you're stealing the egg from a huge dragon or monster and then running with it in both hands. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't attack anything. And you could break it. So that was a fun, like a fun quest like thing you can do. In the predecessors as well, it would be loading between different zones. This is all seamless, which is great. I mean, when you're in a map, it's seamless. But they have investigations, quests, arena, bounties, expeditions. And it's just for investigations, you can only have so many, and it takes a while. You need to actually devote some time to just reading and understanding, like, what is this? Because it's new. I mean, it's just a different type of quest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's a special way to accept it and to turn it in.
And now,
different types of rewards.
You said you were playing solo?
Well, no, I'm actually playing with the guys and girls that are in the, I guess, the squad or the...
Yeah.
It's not squad,
You can make squads that are kind of like clans or guilds.
Yeah, it's kind of like a guild.
And whenever you get online, you can do a squad session search. So you choose the squad that you want to play with, and it'll look and see if any of them have an open session, online session, and you'll automatically join it. Or if there isn't one, then you'll create one.
So you guys are all playing together, is what you're saying?
Yeah, whenever we get online, if you join in on that session, we'll be able to see each other on the same session.
Yeah, and you can join up in smaller groups to do the quests, because there's a maximum of 4 players to quests.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it still has that Monster Hunter-y feel where you're killing something. You kill something, maybe it's not your original target, and you want to carve things, but other things are trying to hurt you. Like, how do I carve this before it disappears? Because mm-hmm. things will disappear before you can carve it. One of the cool things they added here is they actually have vultures that come and eat the prey.
Yeah.
And will eat it, and that's how it disappears. But before, it would just disappear.
Like, it gave context to the monster disappearing.
Yeah. That's like, at least get away, vultures. They're just starting to eat the
can,
kill.
Can you just kill the vultures?
No.
Oh.
I think maybe you can, but I don't know if that prolongs the stay of the corpse.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's a good game, and the hub town is beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's huge and beautiful. Mm. And the definitely story to this game. There's narrative and characters and dialogue. When before, people would just be in a town and they'd be like, they'd have their own like Monster Hunter language.
So there's actual like story connecting things.
Yeah. Yep. Like why you're there and different characters and yeah, all sorts of things.
So what you guys are saying is you like this new direction.
I like it. I like it.
I've enjoyed my time with previous Monster Hunter games, but this is the first one I could see myself at least getting through as much of the story as possible. And likely sticking around to get a lot of the higher gear and higher level hunts.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, a barrier of entry, I think, for someone like me and the earlier Monster Hunters that were in the United States, is because they didn't have this online accessibility. For the PSP, it was ad hoc. You actually had no people, and somehow there was a way to do it online, but it was finicky, and you probably needed some sort of device. And kind of like the original Halo. I don't know if any of you guys remember the original Halo.
Mm-hmm.
You had to actually have a PC to get online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tunnel through a LAN and then set it up on the PC to actually have it go online.
Wow, yeah. What a novel idea.
So this, I mean, people can send up SOSs where they're kind of looking for people to join them at any point during the quest, and you can join them. So it's a lot of ease. It's accessible and pick up and play. So getting those final hunts when you get to the end game Monster Hunter, at least in the previous ones, you're fighting things that are the size of cities or you're fighting things that, you know, are two dragons at the same time. Mm. And you need choreography. Mm. and just, you know, people need to be, you need that synergy.
So the voice chat works really well then, is what you're saying.
So far, I've only used the in-game PS4.
Yeah,
right. We can do party chat on the PS4.
Yeah,
and so we just invite each other to that, and then talk to each other and see if anyone wants to go on any particular hunts.
But I think a session can have up to 50 people, and if we all have a named session that we all go to, it's kind of our guild, and I think we can all hear each other. If none of us are in private groups, none of us are in, yeah.
If you yell loud enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But here I am, alone, not playing Monster Hunter.
Josh.
Yeah, you could.
You should play Monster Hunter.
I work nights.
That's okay. Play on the weekends. I've played on the weekends because I've been playing Xenoblade. Man, Xenoblade is so good. It's been taking all my energy and my time. Think about it.
I'll think about it.
Or you can play your Soul Blazer.
Soul. I'm going to burn my soul.
2 hours a day.
I got to save a world. A little virtual world. You got to bring the souls back to life.
But you already saved it before.
Yeah, I did a long time ago.
Why do you have to save it again?
They keep getting in the dribble.
They deserve to die.
Keep going into the same trouble. And I got to go back and do it. Actually, I'm going to play Celeste, remember? I'm going to play a new game.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to play on the Switch. What are you guys going to play? What are you playing on?
Switch.
Switch for Aaron.
I'm going to do PC.
You're going to go PC?
Yeah, it'll just be easier to stream. No, this doesn't. This is not a tisk. Yeah, I would only play it on the Switch if portability. I mean, I would play it on the Switch normally. If I wasn't going to stream it, I would play it on the Switch. But I have a controller. I have a PC set up to play games. I'm fine with doing it on the computer. But like the idea of portability entices me, except I don't really, I'm not going to play at work. And my commute to work is I drive. So there's not really a good place for me to portably play the game.
You could play it downstairs. You'd stream it before your household.
No.
On the Switch TV.
At 10 a.m.?
Okay, maybe not.
But yeah, that's right.
On the weekends.
On the, I'm not going to stream on the weekends. Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, got a busy schedule. All right. Well, if you guys don't have any other games to talk about, we'll move on to our next segment.
Yep.
Which is?
What's the title of this segment, Aaron?
Game news trivia.
Game news trivia.
We can workshop that a little bit.
Game news. Did you know about this?
Perfect.
Game news. Game news. GNT.
GNT. Game news trivia.
This first item, not really game news, but I thought it was neat and fun to bring up. And it's the announcement of a certain cinema blockbuster getting a manga adaptation.
Like a Japanese manga adaptation? Is it American manga or Japanese?
An American movie getting adapted into a Japanese manga.
For a Japanese audience?
For a Japanese audience.
Oh.
Has the movie already been released?
Yes. It's a classic, I would say.
So a classic movie is getting a
Japanese manga. Blade Runner.
No.
No, because if you're going to guess that, you would go Running Man instead. Aaron? Is that right?
No.
Running Man should have a manga.
Star Wars.
It is an 80s classic.
80s classic. Demolition Man.
No.
Spies Like Us.
Nope, I'm sorry.
Spies Like Us.
Willow. Oh.
Nope.
Gremlins.
Nope.
These are good guesses. Goonies.
I would read all of these mangas.
Goonies manga.
American nope. Ninja.
Oh, American Ninja.
Bloodsport.
No.
All good. House 2. That's my dream.
No.
My dream is that they'll make a House 2 manga someday.
Poltergeist.
No.
Exorcist.
Nope.
Indiana Jones.
It is, I will clarify, sci-fi.
Sci-fi. 80s sci-fi? Uh-oh. We're in...
Aliens.
Nope.
Is it? Oh my God!
Space Odyssey.
What is the name of it?
Planet of the Apes.
No.
Buckaroo Banzai.
Nope.
Oh man, they should have a Buckaroo Banzai manga.
It said classic, not cult classic.
No,
classic,
sorry.
Classic sci-fi. I already said Star Wars. It's not Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars. I think they already did it in manga Star Wars.
He just wanted to make sure you heard him, just in case you were wrong.
Yeah. Hmm. Sci-fi.
Can we have any more hints?
Spaceballs.
I'm kind of surprised you haven't gotten already.
Oh, that big, huh?
Yeah.
2001.
No.
I already said Space Odyssey.
Oh, did you?
Interesting.
And it was a movie. Blockbuster.
All right, here's a hint.
Judge Dredd.
It wasn't just a movie. It was a series of movies.
How many?
Three.
It's a trilogy. What is a sci-fi trilogy that is not Star Wars, Brandon Becker?
It's not Battlestar Galactica.
That wasn't a movie.
They have some movies. They're not blockbusters.
Three movies. It's not Predator?
No, sci-fi comedy.
Oh,
sci-fi comedy. Oh, Hitchhiker's Guide?
No.
Maybe not comedy, adventure comedy.
They didn't have four movies. They didn't have one movie in the 80s. You say adventure comedy?
Yeah.
With sci-fi background.
Well, I mean, it's definitely sci-fi.
Dune.
No.
Highlander.
Dune, classic sci-fi adventure comedy.
Oh, yeah, Highlander's not sci-fi. Second movie, sci-fi. Kind of.
Highlander.
They're from space in the second movie.
Well, I'm saying the first one, if you would clarify that as sci-fi.
That's not a trilogy, but I can.
I think you're going to have to give us a bigger hint.
Yeah, can we get a bigger hint?
All the ones I can think of, just give it away.
We're fine with that.
I can't think. Maybe I'm not.
It involves time travel.
Terminator?
Back to the Future.
Yes.
Oh, Brandon. Back to the Future.
I guess I don't think of that as sci-fi.
Yeah, that's why you said adventure comedy. I don't know. That movie kind of defies a lot of genres. And,
yeah.
And when I think sci-fi, I think space or time travel.
It's adventure comedy, all right.
Yeah.
Here, I'll send you a link. I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but it has an image.
We won't be able to go to it until afterwards, but that's interesting.
And it's being illustrated by the guy that did One Punch Man.
Ooh. Oh, he also did... it's also famous. Wait, is One Punch Man the same guy that did Hunter x Hunter?
No, Hunter x Hunter is the guy that did Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, that's right. Well, what else did the One Punch Man do?
I don't think he did anything else. He started off online, right? Just web comics.
Oh, maybe that's it.
But man, I want more One Punch Man. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah. I want Two Punch Man.
Nah. Get out of this. Sloppy seconds.
Oh. That's Two Scoops Man.
Anyways.
One kick.
Next one news kick item though. Is that a game that was supposed to be coming this spring. It was announced. Or no, it was supposed to be coming last fall. Then that delayed to this spring. Just confirmed a October release date.
It's a game.
Game. A sequel.
Sequel.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
October.
Red Dead Redemption was given a October 26th release date from Rockstar.
What do you think about that, Brandon?
It's probably going to look good and play good. I don't know if it'll be good.
Screenshots look good.
Didn't you like the first one?
I couldn't get into it. It's just so boring. I don't know. I just got so bored. I mean, it looked so good and it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have anything to really sink its teeth. Like it didn't sink any of its teeth. And didn't.
I really enjoyed the first one, but I never got around to finishing it. But everyone really loved the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I just did a little of this, a little of that, and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, the tasting, you had the sampler platter, and you didn't find anything you wanted to take a bite into.
Yeah, nothing to keep me coming back.
We were talking about eating this game a lot. Yeah.
You can play cards in this game with other NPCs, and you can cheat.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh. Poker?
Yes.
Oh. This is in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
Yeah. For anybody that doesn't know, my thing is playing games inside of other games and making those cheating. The real games.
Yeah.
Cheating is also a thing that I do. Getting lost.
That's why if you were ever in that movie Inception, you'd be lost. And
oh, yeah.
You'd be inside another person's dream, inside another person's dream. You'd be like, I forgot what I was here for. I'm enjoying myself.
I'd be like four dreams in and be like, this is where I should be. Be running down a poker card while it's being played in somebody else's table and be like, yes.
You're like playing Pac-Man in someone's dream,
All right. Like I'm in a pizza parlor in somebody's dream and I'm playing Pac-Man. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And you're stuck playing Pac-Man. Like, I got to get this max score.
What a life. What a wonderful life. You have any other stories for us today?
One more.
All right.
Animation studio Illumination was confirmed to be making this franchise into an animated feature film.
An animated feature film.
Oh. Based on this video game franchise.
I know what this is. Brandon, why don't you give us a couple of guesses?
Mario? Super Mario?
That's right.
That's the one.
Illumination of Despicable Me and Minions fame.
So what do you think? Are we gonna is this a good idea?
Is Mario gonna speak perfect English? That's what I want to know.
No, he's gonna say it's a me, a Mario.
It's gonna be Charles Martinet making these weird fractions of sentences that we normally hear from Mario, or is it gonna be more like the old cartoon where he's just a grizzled plumber?
I'm a Mario. This is not a racist. I like the old cartoon, though. Like, having more along the lines of that old... I mean, as a kid...
You mean
kid,
the live
like,
action?
No, no, no. Well, yes, the live action show that became a... that had a cartoon in it.
Because there was no cartoon of Mario. I thought it was just an animated sequence, and then it was...
No.
There's a cartoon.
It was a cartoon that had live action sequences.
And the writing was not good. Mostly I think they just parodied movies every episode. I think that's how they got along.
It wasn't just one series. There were three different Super Mario series of animated cartoons.
Oh. I did enjoy the movie, the live action movie.
I enjoyed it for different reasons.
I feel like they're going to stray away from the live action movie in this animated brand new. You know what's interesting? I think they said that it is not going to be a Super Mario movie. It is going to be a movie with Super Mario in it.
He does a cameo.
What does that mean?
Not a cameo, but like I think they're trying to say that it's not going to be a Mario game put on the screen, but instead a story that has Mario and his friends.
So like is it friends. Like the Japanese animated Super Mario movie where Mario comes out after Bowser escapes with Princess Peach from the video game?
Comes out of the closet?
No, comes out of the TV.
I have not seen this. Is this all animated or not?
This is... Here, I'm going to give you another link.
All right.
This is a Japanese animated movie that was released around the time of the first Super Mario Brothers game.
Is it a mix? What's it? You have to describe at least a little bit.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Is it like a mix of real life and animation?
It is a anime movie. Oh. That's all animated.
Then yes, Luigi potentially
is wearing blue and yellow instead of green. Here it is.
We'll watch it afterwards. I mean, it could be anything really. I think they're just trying to say that it's not going to be necessarily Bowser kidnapping Peach and then Mario going to save her. Or like they're not. I think they're also trying to say it's not going to be like Super Mario Brothers 3, but as a movie. I think that's really their intent when they said that. It's going to be a movie involving Mario and his friends.
The Wizard 2.
Yeah, what if they just made The Wizard again?
They reboot The Wizard.
No, what if it's the same cast from the original Wizard, but they're back?
And they play Odyssey.
And they play Mario Odyssey.
And the kid is just brilliant. He doesn't. Game.
He plays with the Wii remote. He's
like he straps Wii remotes across his body using Labo.
Oh.
He straps Switch remotes around his body using Labo and cardboard. And nice. Then he becomes Mario in the game and he just runs down the street and then he jumps in the sewer.
Stomps on people.
Jumps on people's
curb head. Stomps people.
My favorite part of Mario Goombas. Is when he curb stomps Goombas. I love it.
Poor Goombas.
Poor Goombas. That's it.
Well, that's it. Thank you for joining us this fine evening on Super Game Sunday.
Oh yeah, I forgot it was
Josh.
Forgot there was a game today.
Yep.
Yes. A non-video game. Do you know those tickets go for thousands and thousands of dollars?
I do.
Ridiculous.
That's, I knew someone that was given free Super Bowl tickets by an establishment, and they decided to sell those tickets for many thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then when asked by the establishment how the Super Bowl was, they said, great.
Yeah.
Great game.
And go on a nice holiday. Jeez.
Great game. And then they drive off in their Lamborghini.
You could buy a ticket almost anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
With the money it costs to go to the to buy a Super Bowl ticket.
That is probably true.
But anywho, it's not about that. It's about this. Josh, where can they find us?
GameRushmore.onSouthernRoad.com. I was told I say that too fast, so I slowed it down.
Slow it down. Slow it down even more.
On Southern.
Speed it up.
Southern. I think Southern is the word that people get caught up on.
You know, I was thinking about that. I think I say Southern weird because this is based on Southern Avenue. Like, it's a street in Mesa.
I don't tell them where we live.
We don't live on Southern.
Oh, that's right.
We grew up on Southern. All right.
We grew up on the streets.
But, you know, I'm used to saying Southern. Southern. And that's like, Southern. There's more syllables in there. Southern. There's more letters in there.
Spell it out for
Southern.
Us.
Southern. S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N. Southern.
There you go. Southern.
So, Game Rushmore. OnSouthernRoad.com. That's very painful. At Game Rushmore on Twitter. On Southern Road on Facebook. YouTube.com/OnSouthernRoad for content. I'm not sure if I'm going to upload my live streams or not.
I want to see some actually streaming of Celeste over Soul Blazer.
Over Soul Blazer.
Over.
Like both of them at the same time, but one's on top of the other.
No.
You do a thing where you map your inputs on both controllers and beat them off at the same time.
Oh my god. It would be the worst game of Soul Blazer, but the best game of Celeste you've ever seen.
Or vice versa. You should play map Celeste or map Soul Blazer onto Celeste. And then you'll never get past the first stage.
Right, because I'll have one game that's platforming and the other game that's a top-down RPG, action RPG. Mm. They don't mix. Aaron, you have Laser Ramon, a YouTube channel where you have items on there.
Items up for bid.
I am thinking about doing a video for Monster Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And I am thinking about doing a video for Celeste when I get around to it.
All right, cool.
Go for it.
I need help with Monster Hunter. Explain to me investigations and bounties and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I guess I should say I'm planning on streaming. I guess I'm using my Twitch name and not the On Southern Road account. That makes sense, right? We should each kind of do our own.
This is your chance to come up with a whole new Twitch name.
Are you leaving us?
Should I come up with a whole new Twitch name?
I don't know. Do you have any good ideas?
I mean, my Prime's already linked to my current Twitch name.
What is it? Waylorn?
Waylornick.
Waylornick.
Yeah, Waylorn was taken, so I had to add an IC Waylornick. On there. Waylornick.
Incorporated.
Not INC.
I know. I know. Waylorn Incorporated.
I don't know. I'm streaming. So follow me on Twitter.
Follow him.
At.
What's your Twitter?
At Waylorn? Is it at Waylornicle? What is it?
Hold on. Let me bring it up.
You're going to look at my Twitter.
Way. Curds and Waylorn. Nick.
Waylornick.
It's Waylornick there as well.
WAYLORNIC.
I'm definitely not changing that.
Not to be confused.
Because I already have my small foothold. I'm not.
Yeah, but what if you come up with something better?
What's better?
Nothing. But let me hold think. On.
I have a list of weird names.
Uh-huh.
which is a list where I had Laser Ramon written down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, do you, so, when you speak a Twitter name, do you say at something?
Yes.
Okay, so, all right.
You have a Twitter name you want to give us there, Brandon?
I'm thinking.
Mm.
The gears are cranking.
Mm-hmm. Aaron's getting his list. Where can people find you on Twitter, Aaron?
At Laser Ramon, all one word, and Laser Ramon on Twitch, which I might also be streaming pretty soon. Okay.
Waylor Nautical.
How about Rude Goldberg?
Device.
No, I don't feel like I'm a Rude or a Goldberg, really.
Bear, like an animal. Bear minimum.
B-E-A-R minimum?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the bear maximum.
Macho Picchu. Dr. Glock. Any of these hitting you?
You know, I'm gonna stick with Waylornik. I've already got my Twitter handle and my Twitch handle the same.
Megaton.
Dirty Buster.
Dirty Buster? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Dirty Buster Sword.
There you go.
Alpaca Kid.
Everyone loves alpacas.
You know, I would love it if in a year I'm famous on Twitch and then somebody comes up to me and is like, Dirty Buster. There's Dirty Buster.
How about...
Hey, it's Dirty.
Dirty for short.
It's Dirty.
Lamer Femur Fever.
Lamer Femur Fever?
No, Lamer Femur Fever.
Does that mean I have lemur fever?
That means I'm for those that love lemur femurs.
Oh, lever.
Lemur femur fever.
Lemur femur fever.
Mm. At lemur femur fever.
LFF. There goes LFF.
LFF. Lemur fever fever.
There must be a lemur over there somewhere.
L fever. LF fever. LF.
I just have the word percolate written here.
And that's it for the day. Concluding, shutting down. Bye-bye.